Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, y'all. It's the Christmas season, and some of my podcasts and InvestiPods and friends wanted to bring you a Christmas time collaboration. You'll hear stories told by creators from the following podcasts: Deep Dark Secrets, True Crime PI, Extinguished, Crimepedia, Walking the Line, Murder and Mimosas, Crime Over Cocktails, True Crime Authors and Extraordinary People, Your Favorite True Crime Podcast with Gavin Fish, and me, Richie Buck from Santa May Be a Criminal. I'm going to remind you what I always remind you, but this right here is what we in the biz call a trigger warning. So here goes. This podcast contains talk about criminal activity, including violence and murder. It may include a few cuss words, and it's probably not appropriate for your youngins, so you might want to earmuff them or send them outside to play. Now, before we get started, I want to mention three more things. I know, get to it, Buck, but we Southerners like to talk. First up, any opinions in these stories are solely those of the specific creators presenting the story. Suspects mentioned in these tales are considered innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law, and these are real stories about real people. People who experience unimaginable horror and tragedy. The most important thing we can do to honor the victims and the families of these stories is play an active role in our justice system, remain vigilant in our understanding of our surroundings, and support organizations that work to make sure these stories remain the exception and not the rule. And just so you know, some of these stories are going to be long, some of them are going to be short, but you never know what you're going to get until you tune in. Thanks for listening.
I'm David McClam.
And I'm LaDonna Humphrey, and we're the hosts of the Extinguished podcast.
As part of the 12 Days of Christmas collaboration with other true crime podcasters, today we will be releasing a different kind of episode than we usually do. Instead of covering one case over four episodes, today we will cover a case in one single episode.
So buckle up, friends, and prepare yourself for a tale of Christmas Eve murder and mayhem.
All right, LaDonna, let's dive right in. On Christmas Eve, right after dinner, Joseph Papa Joe Ortega, along with his wife of just over 53 years and their children, were playing a game of Texas Hold'em in their dining room of their Covina home while the grandchildren played video games and hung out near the backyard pool.
And suddenly there was a knock on the front door.
Knock, knock, knock.
Next, you could hear the squeal of an 8-year-old girl gleefully exclaiming, "Santa Claus! Santa Claus!"
But seconds later, the unthinkable happens. The young girl was shot in the face by a man dressed as Santa Claus. Two of the young girl's uncles were also wounded, and they fell to the ground.
The Ortega family, along with the shooter's ex-wife, dived under the dining room table to take cover, but it was no use. their fate was sealed. The Ortegas and four of their children, two daughter-in-laws, and a grandchild would all die at the hands of the Santa Claus killer.
The name of the Santa Claus killer, Bruce Jeffrey Pardo. Witnesses and other family members from inside the home have shared a horrific tale of a lone gunman hell-bent on murder.
And during his murderous rampage, someone actually recognized him and screamed, "It's Bruce!" You see, he was a member of the family, but he and his ex-wife had recently divorced. Many of the men who were wounded struggled to get up to protect the family against Bruce, but it was no use. Bruce was the only one armed, and he had the upper hand.
Neighbors heard the shots and notified the authorities. By this time, the house was ablaze. Almost immediately, the fire department was dispatched to the Ortega house, and by the time the police arrived, the scene was total chaos. After murdering as many people as possible, nine in total, Pardo used a homemade flamethrower to set the house on fire.
He was definitely calculated. He carried his homemade torch with him as a gift-wrapped package that actually contained a rolling air compressor that he had modified so he could pump gasoline quickly. As soon as the door opened, he shot his 8-year-old niece, and then he began to fire randomly at the Christmas Eve guests.
After the attack, Pardo unlocked the compressor's container and sprayed gasoline into the house just before he set fire to the house. He then got in his rental Dodge Caliber and drove to his brother's home about 30 miles away. He was found there dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
And when it was all said and done, 9 people died of either gunshot wounds or the fire. It took 80 firemen over an hour and a half to put out that fire. And sadly, the victims' identities could only be verified through dental and medical records due to the severity of the fire. It's such a tragic story, and it makes me so sad to think that it happened on Christmas Eve. It's just awful, David.
It truly is. Well, friends, this concludes our creepy Christmas tale. But if you would like to hear more from here at the Extinguished Podcast, we drop new episodes every Sunday.
I urge you to listen to all the podcasts that are contributing to this project: Deep Dark Secrets, True Crime PI, Extinguished, Crimepedia, Walking the Line, Murder and Mimosas, Crime Over Cocktails, True Crime Authors and Extraordinary People, Your Favorite True Crime Podcast with Gavin Fish, and of course, Santa May Be a Criminal. Now, remember, always, always, always be nice.
Thank you. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.